This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? Before we start the video, I think it's apt and right for me to emphasize the fact that now we have started the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which are in fact the most important days of the Islamic calendar, to the extent where the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself mentioned in a hadith, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ خَيْرٌ فِيهِنَّ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشْرِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That there are no days, in fact, that good deeds is better than performing good deeds in these days than these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. They asked him, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, not even jihad, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, he said, not even jihad, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, except for somebody who goes with his wealth and his health and doesn't come back with any of that. And so the opportunity that we're going to present for you today is for you to give charity to the most poor and disenfranchised people in the entire world. In fact, you've seen the suffering, not just of the people in Palestine. We can't forget also the brothers and sisters in Syria. Yes, we can't forget those people. And we can't forget our brothers and sisters in Yemen. And we've seen the starvation in Yemen. And there are food packs designed for countries like these, which I'm going to, you can click the link below, £40. Imagine the kind of alleviation of pain that you can contribute to by clicking this link. I would say click it now. It will only take 30 seconds, 40 seconds of your time. And imagine the rewards that you'll get. Recently, the far right, people like Tommy Robinson and others who have been trying to strategically avoid me because of their cowardice and others have organized a protest. And it's not the first protest they organized. Of course, there was one that they organized and they invited Ali Dawah. I went with him and they attacked us. In fact, it was like a 20-on-2 attack, a very famous one some time ago, because it takes 20 men to take someone like me down. In fact, they couldn't even bring me down. But this is something that they tried to do. And so these thugs, who are the far right, have now come out again. And they've got seven-year-olds in the street cursing and using derogatory and pejorative language with not just the permission, but the blessing of their parents. Let's take a look at the clip and come back and react in kind. So there you have it, guys. I mean, you can see yourself. You've got kids in the streets. And I feel very sorry for them and sympathetic to their parents. I mean, why would a caring and loving parent put a kid in a street to, espouse profanity for the world to see? It's actually embarrassing and it's humiliating and it's sad for the kids. This is a kind of abuse on the child, actually, that you're subjecting them to this. Now, people all over the world are going to be attacking those children because they see them as attacking a religion or something like that, or being or using swear words, and you have subjected them to this attack. That's one thing. Then you have all these other chants that are happening, because these people, the far right, and this must be understood, are not just anti-Muslim. Okay, they're not just anti-Muslim. They've been anti-ethnic for the longest of time. There's videos of Tommy Robinson where he's walking around and saying he's upset with the aesthetic of London. Of the aesthetic that you're upset with, clearly the major differential between then and now is a racial differential. It's not just a religious one. And you see with Tommy Robinson and his likes, people that corroborate and collaborate with him, people like David Atherton, who's got a face not even his mother would love. Let's take a look at this guy. Yeah. Fabricating things all the time, lying and being dishonest. For example, recently, I saw a clip of theirs that was getting hundreds of thousands of views on Twitter, in fact, where they are alleging that I am saying something which I'm saying the exact opposite of. Let's take a look at the clips. But if something is going to be because of something, you need something in Arabic.
Yeah.
You need like, لِأَنَّ
سَبَبِي or something.
Something سَبَبِي, you know, this is because, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ. There's nothing like that. So it doesn't say that, this is because they believe in Jesus as the Son of God, and it doesn't say that. So the bayina of the burden of proof is upon the one who's making the claim.
If they're saying that it's because they're yani, this is what they actually say. This is what we hear. They say the reason why you have to fight them is because they are Jews and Christians. So we say, but that's not what the ayah says. The ayah says, وَقَالَتْ. So it could be well, الْإِسْتِئْنَافْ. Starting with a new sentence. It doesn't say this is because they are, you have to fight them because of that reason. You see the point? So that nullifies this point that Ali was just mentioning. I don't know where he was. But within the script now, how would you respond to this ayah? This ayah does not really require response because it's not does not prove the fact that there is fighting towards combatants. All it proves is that you can fight or you should fight those empires around you or those hukumat around you which are Jew or Christian, like the Roman Empire and like the Persian Empire, until they give the jizya. That's fine. That we already know Islam allows. And then the howness of that is in the hadith. The three options that they're given: either you give the jizya, or you do this, or you do that. We're not apologetic about that point. That is truth. But we're not saying that this doesn't prove that what they can kill who, the combatants. It doesn't say that. It just means that you can fight the other powers, which are Christian and Jewish. That yani their hukuma, the power centers are Christian and Jewish.
So he put on Twitter, he cut it up manipulatively, and he literally made me say something the opposite of which I was saying. So I was saying that the Quran doesn't say that we should fight Jews and Christians because of their religion. And he made it so that I said some say that we should fight Jews and Christians because of their religion, because of the fact that they're Jews and Christians. And he made it seem as if I was saying the opposite of what I was saying. By removing, some would say such and such. And it's shocking that, you know, you have all these fools, yes, all these idiots, you know, lowbrow, unintellectual, uneducated people of the right wing, far right, you know, applauding him and clapping and saying yes. And this is what we're seeing, dishonesty. You are liars. In order to beat us in a fight, you need 20 men. In order to beat us in an argument, you have to change what we say. I'm sorry to say, if that's what you're presenting to the table, then you are the lowest and most unworthy opponent I've ever had the displeasure of facing. Because you keep cheating the system. And I want to announce to the public that in fact I'm taking Tommy Robinson to court himself for defamation of character, saying things I didn't say. That's what you have to say. And now you're going to have to defend yourself along with Douglas Murray and a multitude of other English or British papers in a court of law. You're going to have to do that now and put your money where your mouth is. So that's another thing that we're doing with them. But let me just give you a question for the far right. And we have seen, by the way, that the far right now have started to divide. We've seen Nigel Farage and Tommy Robinson and others be more on the pro-Israel position, okay? We've seen Nick Griffin and Jada Franson and others. We've seen them kind of more on the patriotic idea and not thinking about Israel. In fact, they have an antithetical attitude towards the genocide in Palestine, for example. And the reason I think for that is because of funding. And this is something that these, sorry to say, working class far right, you know, support base need to understand, that you're being played and used. You are being played and used. Let's take a look at low-key describe the funding that the far-right have.
We looked, for instance, at an organization known as Middle East Forum, founded by Daniel Hyatt. Now the director of this think tank is Greg Roman, a former employee of the Israeli Foreign Ministry and the Israeli Defense Ministry. They received, between 2010 and 2011, around $4 million from Donors Capital, a fund which is largely used to fund money for the Koch brothers, the billionaire oil barons of the United States. Now, the Middle East Forum funded Gert Wilders. They also funded Tommy Robinson. The Free Tommy campaign was funded by the Middle East Forum. They paid his legal fees. And in fact, on top of that, Lucy Brown, a former employee of Tommy Robinson, came forward and said that he was receiving £10,000 per month from Robert Shillman. Who was Robert Shillman? He was formerly on the board of directors for the Friends of the Israel Defense Forces. Tommy Robinson has gone to the West Bank, the occupied West Bank, wore an IDF t-shirt and posed with a gun on top of an Israeli tank. He has even said, in the situation of war, he would fight for Israel.
There's a reason why someone like Tommy Robinson and Nigel Farage used to be thinking about, you know, Britain first, if you like, and, you know, the ethnic issues and racial issues before. And now you're seeing a new thing come into the fray, which is a pro-Israel. I mean, they're supporting Israel, pound for pound, maybe even more than they are supporting Britain. And a good explanation for that, from some people may argue, is because they're being paid money to do so. As we can see with what Lowkey said, that's a feasible inference to the best explanation. And these right-wing guys, who are working-class right-wing people, far-right, they are falling for it and being used by the likes of Tommy Robinson, who's enjoying a very lavish lifestyle at their expense. And they're being embarrassed in front of the great population, where their own children now are looked at as uncouths in the streets, some uneducated ones. And this is the reality of the situation. And I just want to say one thing, and this is what I'll conclude with. It seems to me that what the protest was trying to call for was the removal or deportation, as we see in many of the comments, deport him, get rid of him, although you guys talk about freedom of speech, but put that to the side, of Muslim people, of ethnic people, of people of non-white indigenous background or complexion. Let me ask a question, and let's be honest about this for a second. Let me ask a question. Let's say we remove these people, and that what is going to represent Britain are your demographic. The demographic of far right, let's say Tommy Robinson supporters, how many doctors are in that demographic? Medical doctors. How many engineers are in that demographic? I would like to know. How many professors and intellectuals are in that demographic? If we were to look and ask the people in that protest, how many of you have finished a degree in a university? In fact, not to be facetious, but how many of you have even done GCSEs? How many of you do you think they are? Do you think that demographic is capable of running a country? Let's be honest. The answer is a resounding no. The unfortunate truth is that most of these people are not just sociological failures, but they're ideological failures in life. You are ideological failures in life, and you need us. You need Muslim people, you need ethnic people, you need people who you would consider the other. You need us to justify your own failure. That's the psychological aspect of it, and you know it. You know it! That you're a failure, okay? You're an educational, a physical, and an ideological failure. And instead of owning that failure and trying to change yourself, you need a scapegoat, yes, to make yourself feel better about yourself, don't you? And that's why you have this unhealthy fixation and obsession with the Muslim community of Britain, with blacks and ethnics and Pakistanis and Indians or whatever it may be. That's why you have this unhealthy obsession. Because for the most part, you know, it's not just them taking your jobs. It's them reminding you of your failure. Think about that. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.